Oh, wait, I have an icebreaker. I forgot how I am.
Yeah, I don't know how I am either. It feels like it's the hardest part of the podcast.
Yeah, kind of. How am I? 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 Okay, I'll figure something out.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Y'all heard?
Hey, everybody. This is Y'all Heard.
A podcast with me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
And we're not related.
And this is a show for curious people who want to hear about a variety of topics out there in the world. From
food
to fetishes.
Celebrities.
To unsung heroes. From things you think you know to
things you didn't know you needed to know. So how are you, Pete?
I'm okay. You go first.
Okay. I am also okay. I would say so we live in a neighborhood where, like, my fucking backyard faces so many backyards. You, like, interact, like, you come face to face, eye to eye with people way more than I'm comfortable with, which I feel like I've told you before. I don't remember what I've told you and what I've not. But I've had a few situations where, you know, I don't want to say hi to anyone, but I say hi to some people because they look me in the eye and then they don't say hi back to me. And I'm like, that's really weird. I also had some like weird situation where I apparently don't know how grocery stores work and some middle-aged lady got really mad at me. I've concluded I'm not going to try anymore and everyone is just going to be dead to me. And I think I rub off on Aaron a lot because he's a friendly person and he's just like, fuck these people. Why are these people outside of their house? I don't want to fucking look at them. And I was like, they're just sitting. They're not even looking at us. So, yeah, I think we're not made for suburban life.
Yeah. I guess I don't live in a real city, but I was going to say it's not that different in city life.
When in city, I feel like no one has this expectation that people are going to say hi to each other. In the suburbs, there is this expectation, but then, like, to them, when they don't say hi to you, it's like, why don't they say hi to me? Because everyone else says hi to each other. I don't know. Let's just not say hi to anyone. Also, did I tell you?
No, let's say hi to everybody all the time.
You said you do?
Let's do it. Hi. No. Hi, Marissa.
No!
Hi, Michael. Hi, Michael. Hi, Michael. Also,
like, everyone is kids or is a kid. There's no one my age in this place. So I just feel like there's no, like, youthful people almost 40. I might have told you this already. But the other day I was, like, going out in my Halloween pants. When I say Halloween pants, I have all these sweatpants and I say, like, every day's Halloween. And then I had my Halloween jacket on. So it was like I had a Halloween tracksuit. And I was wearing my shirt that says, like, I put the bitch in obituary. And it has, like, a sassy Grim Reaper on it. And then I was eating a lollipop. And then the lollipop turned my whole mouth blue. So I looked like a child. And I noticed this, like, right before I was about to go out the door. And I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't go out the door. And I was like, oh, fuck everyone. I hope nobody. Yeah. I hope that this alienates everyone. So, yeah, I don't like it here. I don't like living in a house. I like living in a city, and if I can't live in a city, I still just rather live in an apartment. Because there's some weird, like, unspoken, like, rules of living in houses, and I don't like it. So yeah. That's how I am. How are you?
I mean, I'm no different, really. I was explaining to Marissa that I have to stay at work later this week every day because I work at a school. And they're having, like, a middle-of-the-summer orientation. So what they do is they make the employees park farther away.
Cool.
Spend more time at work.
Cool.
And make it impossible for us to use vacation time.
That's cool.
But we're supposed to be really grateful because the kids actually want to go to school there.
I mean, okay.
And if they don't, then we don't have jobs anymore.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But, like, I'm sure half of you would rather just get paid out to quit.
So I walked into work this morning because they took away the parking space, and by the time I park where they want us to park, I may as well walk into work.
Yeah.
But then my slacker coworker just came in and played stupid, and they let her park in the parking lot.
Man.
I don't know.
I mean, if you didn't care anything about what people thought of you at all to any extent and common decency, you could be like her. But I think you, like, are too aware of your surroundings and being a decent person. But if you ever give up, just become her.
Yeah. Because there were when I was walking home today, there were plenty of parking spaces in the lot.
I mean, can you just play stupid tomorrow?
I think I might.
All right.
Definitely Wednesday, because Wednesday is supposed to rain.
Yeah, okay. No, thank you.
So, needless to say, I'm tired this week.
Yeah.
And what's not helping is that my apartment sucks. I know you were complaining about your house. But, like, my apartment is 80 degrees, and that might not seem bad to a lot of people, but it's, like, a stuffy 80 degrees. And it won't go under that. The air conditioning is on all the time. And if I put my hand up to the vent, it's blowing cold air, but it will not cool down. Which makes you feel shitty when you're already tired and then you're hot.
I don't think most people would say 80 is not a big deal. Unless you're someone who's not used to air conditioning, which I lived a long time without air conditioning, so I can endure a lot, but I don't think your average person is okay with that.
I'm a sweaty fat guy. I don't want to do this.
Okay.
So then I was going to go out and buy a $400 portable air conditioner.
Okay.
But I didn't. I can get a cheaper one online.
Okay.
But then I have to wait for it to show up, and I'm hoping to not be in town when it shows up, so I didn't order it. Anyway, cut to the chase. How are you, listeners? Cool.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure how much you wanted to wait so they could respond. Did you ever see... God, why would you see this? I don't give a shit about Blue's Clues. I never watched it. I was too old. But for some reason, like it was, like, recommended to me. Or, like, oh, no. I saw an article, like, oh, we feel validated by this Blue's Clues guy's Instagram post. Do you know the guy from Blue's Clues? Like, the old Blue's Clues guy?
Steve?
Yeah. So and then I was like, let me see what this is. And it was a post of him just being, like, sitting at a table by himself, being like, how are you? And he just doesn't say anything and he nods. And he's like, really? Tell me more. Yeah, tell me more about that. And it's him pretending to talk to the viewer.
Yeah.
And everyone in the comments was like, this made me cry. Nobody listens to me. I feel so validated. And I was like, wow.
I'm still talking. World. Would you shut up?
anyway, so... Okay, I'm an icebreaker.
Just want to point out, and yet, if they found out for a second it was AI, they would feel completely betrayed.
Oh, 100%. So let's bring it even more negative to say.
Icebreaker.
Cannot be heat related or job related. What is something you hate about the summer?
Traffic. Am I right?
Why is it traffic more? What?
Well, for those of you who don't know, I live in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. But I'm originally from South Jersey. Mm-hmm. And when I go to visit my family in South Jersey during the summer, when I can take a lot more time off, mm-hmm. I'm always stuck in traffic because everybody wants to go to the beach.
We actually were like, oh, should we go to the shore in Jersey this year? So, yeah.
And then you just kind of, like, sit there in traffic. And what's worse is I have a Pennsylvania license plate, so they think I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you get a bumper sticker that says I'm not one of them? That'll fix it.
Jersey fresh.
Yeah. Okay.
How about you, Marissa? Is it potato salad?
No, I like potato salad.
Okay.
I don't like how the light beckons me to be productive.
Mm.
I like the darkness. Usually
the dark
of winter.
The dark beckons you to be productive.
Yeah, the dark beckons me. So, but it beckons me to be productive, like, in a cool way. The light never beckons me to be productive in a good way. The light beckons me to, like, be active. Or, like, go outside.
I agree.
Do like, things.
I go to bed some... And I go... Okay, so I go to my bed. At like 9, and then I like read for like an hour, and I doze off. But now it's not dark enough,
and yeah, I'm like, yeah.
You're not allowed to go to bed yet.
Also, there are two times when I hate activities the most, like people inviting me places, in the summer and in October. Because October is my holy time. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me to do shit. And the summer, I like to, like, be left alone. I just want to chill in my backyard or I want to go on vacation. I feel like everyone is having parties for their baby and inviting me. By the way, I know one person that I don't think that listens to my podcast. But that did invite me to their baby party. But I am close enough to you that that is acceptable, and I want to see your baby. But people who are not very close to me just keep having, like, summer baby parties. Unless I'm, like, so close to you, why would I want to go to your baby party? And yeah. Why would you even want me at your baby party?
I feel like it might be, like, a parent reaching out to be like, my baby's having a party, and I won't have anybody to talk to.
But I feel like that's
selfish.
But I feel like not even. I went to a baby party, which I didn't want to go to, but it was more pleasant than I thought it was going to be. Because, boy, they catered the shit out of that. And if you just give me a shit ton of food, that's fine. But the hosts don't really have time to talk to you, really. They just have time to, like, set up smash cakes and pose their child for the family. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Yeah. That party had a smash cake, and Aaron was with me, and I was like, oh, look, because they had, like, a big cake. And then they're like, oh, we got to make the other cake. And they were clearly making a tiny cake. And I was like, oh, look, they're making that baby a smash cake. And Aaron's like, what? And I was like, they're making that baby a smash cake, a cake for the baby to, like, smash. And he's like, why'd you make that up?
Why would you
do
that?
I didn't. Why would I make that up? That would be such a dumb thing for me to make up. So I got really mad that he thinks that I waste my mental space making up dumb shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so
that gotta was go. Gotta dip into the podcast archives.
He's never listened to our podcast. Thank goodness. Anyway, what you got for me?
Oh, I meant to throw in earlier when you were talking about the way that you went out the other day. Today, during orientation, there was a girl who was on crutches, but she was wearing a long, like... I don't know different types of clothes, but she was wearing like a long black skirt.
Okay.
And she had long sleeves on.
Mm-hmm.
But she was with another person who also had a long, I think it was black, maybe, I don't know, but she had like a Halloween sweater on.
Oh, so they're like goth people.
And they were both like hanging out together, and I was like, I'm glad they found each other.
God, I wish I could find someone like that. I mean, I don't want to be friends with, like, children. Or are they, like, 18? I don't know. That feels a little too young for me. Someone keeps telling me to go on Bumble Friends. I'm going to cut myself off so you can get to your topic. But if I go on Bumble Friends, I feel like that'll be an entire podcast episode in itself.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So continue.
But, like, even when you go on Bumble Friends, you're trying to, like, stand out.
Ooh, and I went to Bumble Friends for a day and it wasn't good.
And another thing.
Are you trying to transition and it's really awkward?
Standing out.
Yeah, that was really... I was like, why would you try to stand out on Bumble Friends? I'll bite, but no.
So people want to be your friend. Anyway, listen. We see a lot of weird things when people go hiking. Like not being prepared for the weather. Not bringing enough water. But check this out.
Uh-huh.
This is the Facebook post by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on Facebook. I think I said that already. On June 17th of this year. So, like, I don't know, less than 10 days ago.
Okay.
and they showed images of a mirrored structure. And then they put, how did it get up there? That was the end of their post. The mirrored structure is essentially a 3D rectangle. Oh, no. Okay, so one of the, and I wanted to figure out how to throw it in here, so I'll do it here. One of the British papers said, it's a mirrored Toblerone.
Wow!
Just so you understand the shape of it.
I thought you said a rectangle. A Toblerone's not a rectangle.
No, I know, and I wrote it wrong the first time because I was thinking of a different one. Oh, so, okay. It's about 10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And previous ones have been 3x3.
That's pretty.
And so I'm going to hit play on this video so you can see what it looks like, Marissa.
But you said it's 10 feet tall?
Yeah.
It looks like the way
that
it's
10 meters tall.
The way it's filmed makes it look like it's an inch.
No, those are whole cactuses next to them.
But the cactuses look like they're 10 feet tall. Wait, feet are. Never mind, I got confused what feet are.
It's not 10 meters, guys, because 10 meters is 30 feet. It's
okay.
Remember when we said we were going to do better when we did them every two weeks?
Yeah, well, I think not having a week where we don't practice talking out loud hurts us.
So that's like an example of what it would look like. Mm-hmm. We don't have this specific one. But that's another one that was in Vegas. I'll get to the point a little bit later. But if you took a car as far as you could, you would have to hike 3 miles, and that hike would take you up 7,000 feet to put this thing in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming that it's made of metal that would sustain the elements, that could be a pretty daunting task.
Yeah.
And that's why we, like the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, are saying, how did it get up there?
Yeah, I wonder it's probably like some art collective.
Yeah, so if you are not familiar, today I'm going to talk a little bit about those monoliths that keep showing up across the world.
Okay.
And a lot of them look like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are like square instead of triangular.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are variations in other ways. So, excuse me. If this sounds familiar, it's because in 2020, a monolith was found in northern San Juan County in Utah. This one was about 3 meters tall,
mm-hmm.
Which is close to 10 feet.
I was saying the meters again. What are you doing?
9.8 feet tall. Made of metal sheets riveted into a triangular prism.
Okay.
It had 3 sides and it was not magnetic. And it appeared to be made of 1/8-inch stainless steel or aluminum sheets. And the interior was hollow.
Okay.
There was silicone caulk or epoxy along the base that would sort of hold it in the ground. And when you struck the metal, it produced a dampened sound indicating some sort of insulation inside.
Mm-hmm.
It was unlawfully placed on the land between July and October of 2016, but nobody noticed it until late 2020.
Why? Did nobody notice
indeed.
It?
Indeed. Why did nobody notice it? Because it's in a very remote place.
Oh, okay. That's not very exciting. Like, if you're trying to be edgy, you're trying to express something with your art, if you're putting it somewhere, like, so weird that no one's going to see, what are you achieving?
Yeah. So, why? Yeah.
Okay?
I think that reduces the credibility of somebody doing it as, like, an art stunt.
Yeah. But then what the fuck else would the reason be?
The identity of its makers is still unknown, as are their objectives. The exact location of the monolith was not disclosed by the Utah Department of Public Safety to prevent people from endangering themselves while trying to find it. But within hours of their announcement of the monolith, a Reddit user identified the object on Google Earth. He compared the flight path of the state's of the state biologist's helicopter against a red and white sandstone terrain in their photographs.
Man, these people on Reddit, like savage. Like, they have such specific skills.
Yeah. And Google Earth satellite images, you know how, like, you can go... This is in Maps, but, like, if you go to Google Maps and you look at a particular address, it might be, like, an empty storefront, but it's actually the address of a store that's there now.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, the last time it came around and got snapped. So, Google Earth satellite images show that the monolith was installed between August 2015 and October of 2016.
Okay.
ArtNet, a website about art, says that the Utah monolith offers a form that has enough prepackaged referential interest to engage the hive mind, while at the same time being open enough to fill in whatever meaning you want, like a blank coloring book page.
Fuck you. That sentence annoyed me.
Still, hordes of curious tourists managed to visit it after they found out where it was. Mm-hmm. And along the way, they flatten plants with their cars, and because there's no toilets, they shit anywhere they wanted to.
Wait, they shit?
Yeah. I mean, it's... If you're going for a walk like this, and you gotta go to the bathroom, they just squat and shit.
I live in a life where I never need... Unless I have diarrhea, where I never have to shit at that moment.
Yeah.
Do most people have a life where they need to shit at a specific moment?
I don't know. You can call us at 570-POD-1 if you are constantly surprised by your butt.
I've never, again, a diarrhea as the exception. Like, if I need to...
And if you had diarrhea, you'd be like, you know what? Maybe today isn't the day that we're going to go visit the monolith.
Exactly. Like, there's never a point where I was like, oh my God, I didn't know I had to shit. Now I have to shit. I guess I have to shit wherever. Like, that's insane to me. But again, I do have chronic constipation. So, anyway...
After its discovery, the monolith was taken down within a week's time. So it stood up there for 4 years. And then once the public discovered it, it was gone within a week.
Okay, then what the fuck?
The group referred to the conservation ethic of leave no trace for the reason that they took it down.
Wait, did I miss something? Someone had already claimed that they were in charge of it?
Nope.
Oh, then how did they claim that?
Oh, these are the people who claim that they took it down. Or these are the people who are explaining why they took it down.
Not the people who put it up. Down. It wasn't mysteriously taken down. It were specific people who took it down because of Leave No Trace.
Yes. Got
it. Yeah.
Okay. And if you're not familiar, Leave No Trace, in nature, it's kind of like leave things as you found them. Yeah. And I think that this should apply to most things, especially bathrooms.
Yeah.
On December 20th of 2020... Over a month after the monolith's initial discovery, extreme sports athlete Andy Lewis released a pre-recorded video on Instagram, allegedly in response to numerous death threats because he was part of the group that took it down, showing what appeared to be the Utah monolith intact in his backyard, contrary to speculation that it had been destroyed. He claimed that he and his friends had also heard of plans to completely destroy it on the night of its eventual removal. plans that they later found to be true. So this team basically went in and took it out before other people could come in and destroy it.
Why would someone want to destroy it? It's not even that big.
He also... we could talk about that in a bit. Okay. He also revealed that they had since donated it to the Bureau of Land Management to investigate its origin and creation and eventually find a new home for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes sense. To just be like, oh, this mysterious thing, it must be destroyed, just seems weird and over-dramatic.
And now it's, I think, in the lobby of some building in Utah now.
Okay.
Now, Wikipedia has a whole entire article titled, List of Works Similar to the 2020 Utah Monolith, which seems to only list items that came after November of 2020 when it was discovered. Mm-hmm. Like one in California that appeared on December 2nd, and was torn down by December 4th by white nationalists who claimed to be military veterans, and they replaced it with a large wooden cross.
Wait, but what was their reason?
What was their reason that they took it down?
Yeah. They thought it was... Wait, what?
It's hard to say. How can I find reason in white nationalists? But the point that they were trying to make was, we believe in Jesus and we worship Jesus. We don't worship monoliths, reflective.
No one's worshiping it. I mean, what? Okay.
Local
nationalists, which would not be listening to our show, are such fucking lamers, man.
They're kind of drama queens.
Seriously. They're just like so fucking dramatic and like so fucking whiny, bitch. Anyway.
Local mayor Heather Moreno said, "We are upset that these young men felt the need to drive 5 hours to come into our community and vandalize the monolith. The monolith was something unique and fun in an otherwise stressful time. Because, if you don't remember, COVID was happening now. We were all stuck inside."
Also, white nationalists really hate fun. Whether or not they think they like fun, they hate fun.
On December 5th, they took down the cross and they put up another monolith.
Wait, who did?
I just have they, so I don't really know.
Oh, man, that's a big deal. Like the government, another group, a group of minorities?
I think it was more like a community, like the community.
Okay.
It wasn't as mysterious.
Okay. I would have done that. I like that. I stand for that.
During the following week of December 5th.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I would have put a picture of Jesus, like some sort of tribute to Jesus. But that depicted Jesus as a brown-skinned man. That's what I would have done. So it would have, like, sort of played into what the white nationalists did, but also upset them.
Well, you know, if you look at it, it's reflective. And so, in a way, it demonstrates that the white nationalists actually hate themselves, and that's why they took it down.
I like it, okay.
But during the week that followed that drama, 6 more monoliths appeared in California alone.
That's kind of funny.
Now, it seems like a good time to tell you what a real monolith is. They keep calling these.
That was perfectly timed. I was just about to ask you, what is a monolith, actually?
They keep calling these monoliths because it, in essence, a monolith is supposed to be one solid thing.
In my mind, they have to be gigantic. Do they not need to be gigantic?
By definition, a monolith is a geological feature consisting of a single massive rock or stone. Now, Marissa, I don't know what massive means.
Okay.
But some of them are mountains.
Yeah, okay.
Erosion usually exposes the geological formations. So as the earth around them gets eroded and sort of goes away, you start to see this gigantic thing come into view.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like I said, we're talking about one big solid thing. And that's how many of the reflective monoliths appear. But often they're hollow inside, especially when they're found in very remote locations. And that's because if they're hollow inside, then they're a lot lighter, so you can carry them to remote locations.
God, what if one of them, this wouldn't be the case, because I'm assuming they're so hot since they're reflective, but one of them, what if they actually had Toblerone inside? That'd be so sick.
Did I also forget to tell you, just in case you don't know, that much of the mystery around these structures stems back to 2001, A Space Odyssey.
No.
A movie directed by Stanley Kubrick, very famous, whose source text includes a few different monoliths, but the culture was captivated by the one at the beginning of the movie, which is a black slab that was discovered by some primates 4 million years ago. The monoliths seem to teach the primates how to use bones as weapons. Bones of dead animals, not their own. And this is a famous scene. So it comes to mind often when people see these mysterious slabs appear around the world. And oftentimes there's usually something in an article about how when the people found them, they referenced 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Okay.
Mostly because they're scientists and, you know, it's a science-y movie.
Have you seen that movie?
And the whole thing, no.
Is it really weird? Like, because aren't all his films, like, really fucking weird?
This is the one that also has Hal, the robot.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. Don't worry about it. Continue.
No, I haven't watched it. You know, I think it's safe to tell you guys, because you already know, I'm not always in the mood for a thinker.
Wait, is Kubrick the person? I know he made The Shining, right?
Yeah.
Is he also the person who did that ass to ass movie?
No.
Who made that?
That one was Darren Aronofsky. He did A Clockwork Orange.
Wait, that's not what I mean. The Kubrick movie about the drugs.
No, I know. That was Darren Aronofsky.
Oh, really? Oh, I confused them. Okay. That's why I was like, 2001 Space Odyssey doesn't sound in line with that. Okay.
Stanley Kubrick did The Shining, 2001 A Space Odyssey. What else did I just say?
And The Moon Landing.
The Moon Landing. Yeah, and A Clockwork Orange. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which was, many would say, more messed up than Ass to Ass. So.
What is Ass to Ass called?
Requiem for a Dream.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on.
So, at almost the same time, we're talking about like the end-ish of 2020, several monoliths appeared throughout the world in Romania, Ukraine, Canada, the UK, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Austria, Iran, the Bahamas, Bolivia, New Zealand, Sweden, India, and the Netherlands. And I didn't even tell you all of them.
Ugh, I wish one would come to Hershey.
The whole world had mono, except East Asia, like Japan, China, and none of the Koreas had any monoliths that appeared.
Okay.
Anyway, after, you know, the beginning of 2021, it just kind of died off. Nobody really thought about them anymore.
I'm sorry, I feel like you might have said this, but did they all, I know they don't all look the same, but were they all pretty similar?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Pretty, like, metallic and not always so shiny, but metallic and, either, like, a 3D square.
Because if they're all copycats, how is that anyone getting hold of this shit?
Oh, it's not that hard.
To make a 10-foot...
If you know a guy.
...collective, I guess, but who cares enough?
Yeah.
You have to know a guy and care enough. There's a lot of things you need to do to achieve this. Anyway.
Well, Marissa, you know, the culture loves a reboot. And in 2024, a new monolith appeared in Hay Bluff in Wales.
Okay.
This sprouted up out of the mud, not literally, and measured about 10 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Its discovery led many normies to take to social media to question who put it there and why. And the usual things showed up, like aliens did it, or jaded users speculated that it's a marketing scheme designed to sell people things. More people figured...
But what the fuck would it be selling?
Right. More people figured it was just someone who was trying to go viral and get attention, maybe because it was an art installation. And in the end, it's just people trying to make jokes. And a few people seriously pondering what may have taken place if these if the monoliths around the world were connected anyway. Mm-hmm. So to get the jaded part out of the way, it's a pretty unimaginative form. Like you said, Marissa, they all kind of look the same. And like we see telephone poles all the time, which are giant solid things, but we don't marvel at them like they're a monolith.
Yeah.
So what grabs the attention is that these pieces appear in unexpected places. Often private property. Other interesting things that appeared in
but never like people's houses, though, right?
Actually, there's at least one case where
I would kill for that to show up in my yard.
Residents went for a walk, and when they came home, there was a monolith in their front yard.
Oh my god, that's so sick! I wish.
I forget what state that was in, but
someone put a monolith in my yard.
Other interesting things that have appeared in private property and prompted a lot of speculation, one might reach back into your mind and go, oh, crop circles did that.
Mm-hmm.
And crop circles were a hoax. So,
can you really prove that all crop circles were a hoax?
No. I like where you're going, Marissa.
Okay.
TheConversation.com, which is a website I've never heard of, had an interesting piece about why I'm covering this topic today. The article was called, as you know, this happens a lot these days where articles have really obnoxiously long names.
I thought that was the article. I was like, what the fuck?
The article was called, Mystery Monoliths, : Why Conspiracists are meh about the phenomenon and how you can start a better conspiracy. And it's true. Nobody seemed to care about these things. Like, and anybody who posted anything about them was like, oh, it's aliens, or, oh, it's an art installation. Like, nobody was doing anything fun. I searched Reddit, and that is as deep as I'm willing to go. I don't get into any chans. And I couldn't find anybody coming up with anything that was interesting.
Yeah.
And if somebody brings it up in a serious way to try to, like, you know, gauge people's interest, they're just met with sarcasm and ridicule because, I mean, it's the internet. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
From that article, though, it said there are many possible reasons people fix their attention on potential oddities and even start believing strange things about them. One is that they short-circuit our sense of how the world works, injecting novelty into an otherwise routine and coherent existence.
Mm-hmm.
As the physicist and Nobel laureate Richard Feynman said, the thing that doesn't fit is the most interesting. And there's nothing to suggest that the above phenomena are evidence of anything interesting or extraordinary.
Yeah, okay.
But I also wonder if extraterrestrials are kind of getting to be passé now.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
People are like, oh, maybe it's aliens. Who cares? Move on to the next thing.
I mean, people do seem pretty uninterested in all the disclosure that's been happening lately.
Yeah. Has this idea of extraterrestrials gotten old? Because, again, the government, like Marissa said, disclosed that UAPs exist, and the universe is so vast, and according to a Pew Research Center poll, 65% of Americans believe that intelligent life exists outside of Earth, and 51% say that they don't think it would be a threat.
What?
17% say that they think that UFOs are friendly. And 7%.
Wait, what says friendly?
17.
Okay, good. That's reasonable.
7% say that they're unfriendly, and 74 said they're neither. And I want to focus on that 74% because they're like, who cares?
Yeah.
What we're saying is that that we believe an extraterrestrial exists, and they don't care about Earth. And why would they care about Earth if you think about it? Earth has been around for so long that showing up now would be like watching Breaking Bad like 5 minutes before the end of the season finale.
Yeah, okay. So you're saying our world is about to end?
I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know.
And think about it. If extraterrestrials were sort of like putting something out there to see how people would respond to mystery, then they got their answer. We'd tear it down.
Yeah, we'd shit on it.
There are a lot of people out there, and they're probably the most annoying people that you know. They're people who don't like things that they can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
And those are usually those actually people in your life who, like, if you go, wow, it's summer, but it's like 50 degrees outside. That's crazy, isn't it? Actually, what happened is...
Yeah.
So, what are people missing? Like, what could be the cause of these monoliths? And why aren't people coming up with more interesting answers about them?
They are sentient beings.
Ooh, I like that. Good job, Marissa.
Thank you.
I have three leading hypotheses.
Okay.
You're going to like the last one.
Okay.
The first one is... going back to my roots, the beings in Hollow Earth are popping up some monoliths to see how humans will respond, like I sort of mentioned about the aliens.
Yeah, I like that.
Since the surface is in trouble, and we know this with climate change and everything, they're extending an olive branch. Like, they know that we're going to need some help and we're going to need someplace else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to see how surface dwellers would respond to the unknown. Like, if they just opened up a hole in the earth and said, hey, you want to come down here? It's safe here. People would lose their shit. And that's basically what they're finding out by putting up these monoliths.
Why would they want to help us when we clearly would just destroy the inside of the earth?
But that's what they're discovering.
Yeah, okay. So they're realizing, oh, fuck it, no thanks.
Yeah, we're failing the test completely. The California one was replaced with a cross. The one in Wales, people just hit it with hammers because they didn't know what it was.
What the fuck is... Everyone's an idiot, man.
The one in Vegas, which was only discovered, like, again, 2 weeks ago, was already removed by the police because of public safety concerns.
Okay.
The one that was in the Democratic Republic of the Congo... Like, people went up to it and started taking selfies with it, and within hours, it was ripped down and set on fire.
That's psychotic. People, wow, okay.
One in North Carolina was picked up mysteriously by some guys in a white van in the middle of the night. And there were many other copycats who fit into what the jaded people were saying. They tried to leverage the virality for their own gain. There was a popular one in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a guy just put one up outside of his restaurant and pretended he didn't know where it came from, and then people would come to the restaurant. So
that is smart. That is very smart.
When they interviewed about him about it, he said, "I thought I could get more business."
How did they find out he did it himself?
They asked him, and he told them.
Oh, God. Okay.
So like I said, we're failing that test. And it appears that I'm never going to live inside the Earth.
Is that an aspiration?
I don't know.
Okay.
Second, crypto-terrestrials.
Okay.
Crypto, coming from the word cryptos, which is hidden/secret, and terrestrial would be of or relating to Earth. So what we're talking about is... beings who are on Earth, but we can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
They may be underground. They may be in another dimension completely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the reasons, Marissa, I'm so sorry to tell you this part, next part. One of the reasons that they turned UAP from unidentified aerial phenomena to unidentified anomalous phenomena is because not all UAPs are in the air.
Yeah, some of them are in the sea.
Yeah. The Earth is 71% water, and 97% of that 71% is oceans.
And the oceans are way scarier than space, I've decided.
Submarine military have reported seeing unknown submersible objects speed past them at speeds that they've never seen another machine, you know, like another vehicle, go at. I really phrased that poorly, but basically, I hope you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was clear enough.
So, the other thing to think about is, like, we have different areas that we call paranormal hotspots, places where a lot of paranormal activity seem to happen. And given that UAPs have been consistently active in the same areas for many years, it's quite possible to speculate that these objects originate in some form from those areas rather than traversing great spatial distances to make brief, random, and apparently pointless visits to Earth.
Yeah.
So, much like the Hollow Earth beings, they're seeing us at our worst and I think realizing that it's not safe to come out yet.
I don't blame them.
Last one.
Are these all ones you made up or you got from somewhere?
I came up with... Well, no, none of these related to monoliths.
Okay.
The last one, though, I guess we'll say is probably the most likely. And that is that these are Illuminati diversions.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you got to hear me out on this. Whether it's because subjects have been excused from the Illuminati or that the events that they're trying to distract people from would disrupt the Illuminati's plans, I'm speculating that the Illuminati may be behind the monoliths trying to distract the world from something else that's happening.
Okay.
So in 2016, when the first monolith was built, mm-hmm. not when people found it, but when it was built, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian were fighting with Taylor Swift.
Okay, yeah.
Now, this was when Kanye West was starting to go off the rails, and so I believe that he was excused from the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And one thing that they kind of thought they would sort of help him with would be, trying to distract people from the beef he was having with Taylor Swift about how he, like, called her a bitch or something in a song. And she apparently okayed that and then said she didn't.
Yes, Kim Kardashian apparently illegally recorded the audio.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that was sort of like, okay, we're letting Kanye go as part of his severance. We'll try to take some heat off of him. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we all know what happened with Kanye. It just that if you take the heat off of him, he's just going to start a fire someplace else.
Yeah.
Now, it was discovered in the end of 2020, and other monoliths started to go up in December of 2020. In December of 2020, which led to 2021.
I'm sorry, just laughing.
And we know what happened on January 6th, 2021.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think that they were trying to distract the country from the I also believe that well before this, Donald Trump was excused from the Illuminati as well. And I think that, like, I think that they sensed that there was discontent and that something could happen. And so they tried to distract the world with this monolith.
Didn't work.
Thinking that it would maybe take people away from the anger that they felt. But mm-hmm. as Marissa said, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And the one that was discovered only weeks ago, I think, was another separation package. I believe that they let J-Lo go.
Oh, yeah.
And in order, you know, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, then you haven't heard Marissa's gossip grill about J-Lo's recent failures of 2024. And so that was a situation, too, where I think as a parting gift, they were like, let's try to take some of the attention away from her because her life is falling apart.
God, someone please take the attention away from her. I don't even like J-Lo, but please, I can't even watch it anymore.
Yeah.
It's painful.
Now, if you're curious about any of this, and I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Okay.
You can go to monolithtracker.com. Where they have, I'm pretty sure, hundreds of different monoliths across the world. And many of them are similar to the ones that I've described to you today. Mm-hmm. Some of them are shorter. Some of them are taller.
God, I wish I would go somewhere and come back and there'd be a 10-foot Toblerone statue in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the
things,
middle of my
few
house,
things would make you that happy.
Yeah, seriously.
So, this is still a mystery of sorts. And if you have a more creative explanation than it's aliens or it's an art installation, let us know at 570-PODWAD1.
Yeah. If you want to put a monolith in my house, slide into my DMs at RizVandal.
The woman who doesn't want to say hello to people wants a monolith in her front yard so that people come to see it.
No, I want it in my backyard. Oh, wait, but I have people's yards facing my yard.
Yeah. Then the people around you are going to be selling tickets to their yard.
You know what? I'm a woman of contradictions, Pete. That's who I am.
I get it. I'm the same way.
A woman of contradictions?
I am a woman of contradictions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A man was walking by me today, and I was like, he's not going to say hello to me. I'm going to say hello to him if he looks at me. Didn't even look at me.
Huh.
Anyway.
Bye.
That's the end of my topic. Marissa, do you have any questions about monoliths?
No, seems good. Pretty cool. Good. I'm sad that there's none in my town because my town's fucking boring.
Yeah, that was the closest to Pittsburgh is the closest that we got to, I guess, where we're from generally.
Yeah.
And if you're talking about natural monoliths, the closest one would be in Massachusetts. Just a big damn rock.
I can see a roller coaster from my backyard. That's in a way like a monolith. Also, I love being reminded that's how you say Massachusetts. I'm not saying the way I say it's right. I've just never heard anyone say it like you.
I'll have to play back the tape to see how I said it.
You say two, and I say two.
Oh, yes, yes. You're right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Massachusetts. Yeah. Massachusetts.
Hey, you be you. I'm not trying to make fun of you.
Massachusetts.
Saying, like, whoa.
Oh, come on. But the sound is very subtle. Massachusetts.
Hey, no one understands when I say water, so you know what?
What did you just say?
Shut up.
Plugs. Do you have any plugs?
I'm going to plug, you know those like ice pops like we had when we were a kid that like are in these plastic sleeves, the like bright fruity ice pops, just the, you know, they're just like in little plastic sleeves. You know what I mean?
Like a push pop?
Yeah, but there's actually a ice pop called the push pop, which is why I don't call it like.
Are these like the flavor ice?
Yeah, flavor ice. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
The plastic Pedialyte packets, yeah.
Yeah, Pedialyte makes them.
Cool.
And they low sugar. So I want to promote those because I've been eating those. I can eat two of them a day for only 3 grams of sugar. And it just makes me look more like a child adult. the other day I was...
Does it hydrate you more?
Yeah, it has electrolytes. Yeah, the other day I was in my Halloween pants eating a Pedialyte flavor ice while doing hula hoop in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
just, and you guys, you have to understand, when you hear that you might be envisioning like a delightful child, no, this is an angry child staring at you hula hooping while eating.
Yeah. Everyone here has like fucking, I don't know, everyone's fucking rich. They all have fucking landscapers. So the landscaper next door just came into the back of the neighboring yard and just looked at me and never said anything and turned away. And I was like, fucking whatever. I'm living my best child life. Childless child life. So anyway, that's my plug. How about you?
Similarly, but not. Guys, I'm going to nap after this. I wanted to plug chocolate graham crackers.
Okay. Yeah. They sound yummy.
Yeah.
Do you have an explanation or that's it?
I bought them and I ate them and I'm like, ooh, these are chocolatey.
Oh, I will also say, I will plug the movie. I assume you did not hear what I already sent you, because it was just a short time ago, but I just did a Marissa Reviews for Patreon. I reviewed a movie called I Am Okay that up until the movie finished, I thought it was a show.
I also, like, Marissa usually reviews a show.
Or Am I Okay? Am I Okay, yeah.
And when I got it, I was like, oh, I guess that is a show.
Because you know what? I saw the trailer. It seemed like a show. I even saw it was an hour and a half, but I was like, oh, first episodes are long. And the pacing and just, like, the level of no, like, there's such little drama. It has the feel of a show. I can't believe it's a movie. I liked it, but I was like, this can't be a movie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that was weird. So I'll plug that. Listen to my Marissa reviews to find out more.
Yes.
I've never felt more seen in a movie about a woman who realizes she's a lesbian later in life. I am not a lesbian, but listen to my review and you'll see why I feel seen.
Also on our Patreon, you can find my Pete Ruins a Movie show, where I ruin the movie The Strangers, Chapter 1.
Ooh, I gotta listen to that, yeah. Guys, if you'd like to, I don't know, sound off on anything, tell us how you shit on a monolith, call us at 570-PODWAD1. You could also email us at
YallHeardPod@gmail.com.
And as always, feel free to slide into my DMs at RissVandal. And thank you for sticking with us, guys. I hope you have a good week ahead. Goodbye.
A good 2 weeks ahead.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.